if someone's ever given you one of those monthly subscription gifts where you get the chocolate of the month, or this is a real one, the socks of the month club, every month you're like, oh, that's a fun little gift, and it reminds you that they were thinking of you. Well, buckle up, Buttercup. We're about to take subscription services to a whole new level. It's the Chicken of the Month Club. That's right. You can join me and other potties and WayFM listeners at fh.org/Wally Show and give two chickens to a different family every month. Now, chickens in these developing countries make a huge difference in the lives of these families. These chickens provide a sustainable source of protein through their eggs every day, which helps nourish malnourished kids. And since chickens multiply quickly, it's a great side hustle for these families in that they can generate income by selling eggs or chicks in the market. And by you doing a $28 a month gift, you can make sure that a different family gets two chickens every month. That's kind of cool and very different. If someone gave me two chickens every month, I wouldn't know what to do with that. But in these other countries, they not only know what to do with them, they're also very thankful for people thinking of them and helping them out of these tough times. So what I love about Food for the Hungry is their mission to end poverty by going to the places and walking with some of the world's most vulnerable people, and they've done it for 50 years. You can trust them and you can do some good right now. So go to fh.org/Wally Show if you want to join our Chicken of the Month Club. Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast, all the stuff we did not get to during the course of the show today, including welcoming back our prodigal daughter, Lady Rock.
Thank you. Glad to be back. Glad to be back.
Yeah, I was so happy to see you today.
Thank you.
You are a spark and a ray of sunshine in the show, and I told you off the air, too.
I know you did.
I know, see?
And wow, usually it's just off the air and not towards other people. Wait until it's just us, and then you say, I'm glad you're back.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want anyone to hear it. There was something that happened. Somebody said something. I said something while you were gone on the air, like really complimentary to you, but I'm like, don't anyone email her and tell her that. It's good to have you back. So you were in Washington.
Yes.
And you brought back a cat with you.
I did.
And one you were supposed to bring back. You didn't just grab one.
Right. Yeah. So here's the thing. I went to Washington with my roommate, Nick Knack, and she had a cat that's 6 years old that's been living in Washington, but she had never been able to bring it down here to Tennessee.
Is it a hipster cat?
Is
it got like a little goatee?
Does it drink its coffee like over drip?
Yeah. Its water is a pour over.
Yeah.
That I don't know yet. Her name is Gilly.
Like that.
And she's like a calico, but she's chunky, which
nice.
Is fantastic.
You like fat cats.
Yes, and she talks back to you. So if you're like asking her a question, you're like, hey, Gilly, how are you feeling today? She's just, meow.
Yeah, that's what my cat Sasha does, and I love it.
I know. So we got her back, and we flew with her, and it went really well, surprisingly. Now, yes, we did give her some medication to hopefully, but she never fell asleep.
Honestly, they should do the same for you, because you don't like to fly. And they
well,
should,
I don't like, I've realized
they
I'm
should
doing,
medicate you.
Okay.
Honestly.
Well,
I don't mean that in a bad way. I'm just saying.
They should medicate you.
They should medicate you. I'm just saying.
Take that person.
Please don't. But they should medicate
you. I'm okay. I realize I'm getting better with takeoff. It's the landing. Because I just picture those two little wheels just snapping like toothpicks.
Oh,
just,
yeah. But then you can belly land and it's fine.
I don't want to belly land.
Pilots actually train for belly landings. It's fine.
Anyway, so I climbed up. It doesn't matter.
Mount Rainier.
I climbed up Mount Rainier, and I definitely had, what do you call it?
A near-death experience?
Yes.
Altitude sickness.
Altitude sickness. Got sick to my stomach, headache. Like, I thought I was going to throw up and die at the same time.
When your roommate, because your roommate's active and physically fit, and so when she
don't
says...
Don't sound so disappointed.
I know.
No,
when she says,
is.
Hey, we're going to climb Mount Rainier today, was there any part of you that was like... I don't know that that's the best idea for me.
No, because
you were
I knew.
Excited.
Yeah, I was excited because it was a once in a lifetime opportunity, and I wanted to actually do it.
Sure.
But I totally regretted it 5 minutes in because it's a straight shot. Like, there's no just going level and slowly building yourself up. No. You're going straight.
How long did you hike before you actually laid down?
5 minutes.
That was not a lot.
And then I needed a break every 5 minutes.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And I had to eat something in between. I'm telling you, everyone knows I don't exercise, and I know I should. It's just...
If I was them, if I really wanted to hike, that's where I probably would have been like, hey, let me walk you back down to the car. You've got some snacks. We're going to go hike, and we'll see you in half an hour.
I know, but I knew myself, and I said, I just need a minute. Yeah, and I did it. And I made it to the top.
Good for you.
I got to see some snow.
Wait, Now, how high did you? You didn't get to the top of Mount Rainier. That's like 14,000 feet.
No, no, no. I didn't get to the top, but okay. I got to like, I think they call it, it's not paramount, panorama view.
Okay.
And so.
That's cool.
That's as high as you can go without like the special equipment.
Okay. And actually
stuff.
Where you're climbing.
Yeah.
Not
but
hiking.
They have a bathroom up there at the top that is carved into the mountain. Wow. And they have like, yeah, they have like a cool. toilet seat, but underneath it's just this huge bucket. Yeah. And then they have buckets on top of the bathroom
really?
Area that I guess that's someone's job to just yeah. hike up there every day, yeah. every week. I don't know.
Are you glad you stayed in school now? Because that could be your job. You
know, that'd be rough. So rough. But anyways, did that. Got to just see the smoke from California wildfires mm. that were coming into Washington. It smelled like a campfire 24/7.
All right. What was your favorite thing in Washington then? Like, what was your favorite part about it? Because I know you don't travel a lot. I know you want to. And now, like, with your roommate, she travels all the time for
right.
her job with, as
and
a musician.
It's great.
But, like, I know, like, I could see you guys doing more trips because you like to travel, but you right. hate getting there. So what was it that you liked when you got there?
I loved no humidity and there were no bugs. So we sat outside and got to eat and no bugs bothered us.
Really?
And here in the South, that's impossible. Also, too, you open the door and you can hear the cicadas. You have to like shout over them. So it was fun, too. Like, she had some family come over, and they wanted to hear all the country sayings that I knew. And
they're
so,
like, you're not going to believe this, Mom. You have to come meet her. Like,
yes.
She's a character.
Right.
You know?
They wanted to keep hearing me talk.
That's
and then
fantastic.
They didn't believe that my real name was Betty Lou.
Betty Lou. Yeah. I didn't either the first time I met you.
Yeah.
I was like, oh,
but
well,
it was
out.
It was lots of fun. The worst part was definitely the 5-hour flight to get there and
yeah,
back.
Yeah.
I
know.
5 hours is my limit.
And it's weird. Like, I've gotten so used to flying in long flights that, like, a 5-hour flight, I don't even think twice about. But my thing that I think twice about is the 8-hour. Like, when I start getting into 8-hour flights or back-to-back 8-hour flights, that's just the worst. But usually 5, I'm like, I'm good. But, like, if you go to Hawaii is so deceptive. If you're on the East Coast or somewhere around the middle, you got to take a 5-hour flight to, like, San Fran or whatever. And then it's another 5 hours over just water for, like, the rest of that time. And it's like, it takes you as long
terrible.
To get to Hawaii as it does to get to Europe. It's
right.
crazy.
Well, there was a guy that was behind us in line as we were checking in, coming back, and he had one of those roller carts. And I mean, he had like maybe 10 bags, and I'm talking duffel bags, huge bags. And I heard the lady asking him, like, where are you going? And he said he was going to India.
Oh.
And she said, oh, when are you coming back? And he was like, I don't really know yet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. It's so funny. Like, I haven't heard anything about India's COVID stuff in so long. Remember, because the Delta variant, they started saying came out of India, and then India's like, no, we didn't do that.
We didn't want to claim
and
it.
So then they started, it was called something else. They were calling it like the Indian virus or whatever. So then they started calling it the Delta variant. And then and India's hospitals were overrun. They had no oxygen. It was all this bad story for about 3 days. And then somebody just shut that news cycle down.
That's right. I haven't heard anything.
I know nothing. And you're like, oh, is the rest of the world still messing with it? I don't know. It's so weird. Our news cycle when it comes to COVID has just been bizarre. Like, I was, my wife's cousin sent her a picture. She was at the Texas A&M game in Colorado this weekend. 78,000 people at the game. 78,000! And my wife asked her, did you have to proof of vaccination? Oh, no. Were there any rules? No. But then it's like, then you see kids separated at school with face masks and plexiglass 4 feet away from their friends. And you're like, I don't understand how these two worlds exist. It's like, you've got to do one or the other, it seems like.
Right. And also, too, when we were in the Washington airport, they have this announcement going over the loudspeakers that says, please be sure to wear your mask and keep social distance at all times.
Okay, so they're still doing that.
Yeah, and if you're not wearing your mask correctly, they will stop you and tell you you need to pull it up over your nose. Now, in Nashville, it's a first, just all free for all.
In
every
the
man
South,
for himself.
No one cares.
Yeah. But then in Washington, they're like, you need to be careful, you know, like keep your social distance or whatever.
Yeah.
But then you have to go to your gate. Well, now I'm sitting beside a bunch of people that I have no idea who they are.
Sure.
Now I'm getting on a plane with them, and there's nothing separating me from that person.
Yeah.
So it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that's the problem. Like, it's always been like that. Speaking of like the COVID and stuff, the California election, the recall of Governor Newsom is tomorrow.
So I missed this whole thing because I was unplugged from the news for like a week.
Yeah.
What I'm getting is they don't like how he's responded to the wildfires and COVID, so
that's
they
right.
want to impeach him?
Yeah, basically, they don't like his policies on immigration, crime, taxes, but it all got really exacerbated when he put these really restrictive measures on Californians to stay at home, and he was caught going against his own guidance at a restaurant in one of the country's finest restaurants.
Come on.
That
not
he had something
look.
To do with. Yeah, exactly. And so they're like, nope. And the crazy thing about this is a big deal in that it's only happened twice. That's how Schwarzenegger got in, was a recall, because California has that provision. And so tomorrow is a big day for this election. There are 46 people running. I didn't know that. 46.
That's a lot of people. And one with a bear.
Yeah, okay. That's John Cox. He's a business guy that
like
has never won.
He has
whatever.
My vote. Can I vote in this?
Okay, why I'm curious. Why does he have a bear with him?
Is it his pet?
No.
Does he call himself the bear?
Nope.
Does he have a, like, what is his mascot?
Close. I didn't put this together. My daughter put it together for me. I thought the same thing. I thought, well, is he just like bears? And I got a bear, so let me bring it out. No one else has got a bear.
Yeah.
It's the bears on the California state flag. I didn't realize that. So
he's
travels with the bear.
Californian.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm surprised PETA hasn't gotten in on this.
I know, right? Like, yeah. They're really big on that. But I don't know. I have no idea. But it is interesting. There are a couple Democrats. There's Republicans, independents. But Larry Elder is a conservative radio talk show host. He's the kind of the front-running Republican leader. Caitlyn Jenner, obviously, was running, which the weird part of this was surprisingly conservative platform.
Oh. Really?
Like, oh, yeah. Like things that were like straight up Republican. You're like, wait, I didn't see that coming. But a lot of things surprised me in that world. So that was interesting. Yeah. There's a 29-year-old YouTuber that was running, a real estate YouTuber.
Isn't there a dog, too, that's running? I think I did vote for him.
Yeah, that was like for like a little town. That wasn't for mayoral.
If there's a dog
this
running.
Is a big deal.
Yeah, this is a bigger deal than the dog running.
I'll vote for the guy with the bear.
Yeah,
that's just cool.
I don't know. So, but it's such a big deal that the Democrats have flown out in force. President Biden is going out there, I think today or yesterday. Kamala Harris was out there.
To do what?
Barack Obama, to help him campaign to keep his
job. The bear
job.
Guy?
No.
Oh, the other guy.
Newsom, their guy. And so they have been going all in because California is a 2-to-1 Democratic state. And all of a sudden, if they lose the mayor, because the upcoming midterm elections for House and Senate are coming up. And so if they lose the mayor, it's a bad look. If they lose the Democratic position there and it goes Republican, that means a lot of Republicans came out and voted. Mm. And so what they're fearful is they could lose seats in the House and would lose the majority that they hold. So this is a big deal. So they're throwing everything at it.
Well, if I were California people, I would not be happy because then they seem to care more about Democrat situations.
Oh, for
than
sure. It's always
the care
been that way.
California.
Yeah. It's always been that way. I lived out there. I'm going back out there in 2 weeks. So it'll be interesting to see how it shakes out.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that I'm like, hey, Biden and Kamala, you're going to California. You're actually kind of close to Mexico. Why don't you swing on down by there and check out the border crisis that you ran on as a platform and were like, Trump is evil and he's not doing anything about this and kids in cages. And guess what? It hasn't gotten any better under your rule and you're not even doing anything about it. So why don't you, instead of, you know, trying to solidify Newsom, why don't you just hop and skip over there and maybe look at that problem a little bit?
Whew.
Yeah, crazy. Crazy. I hate hypocrisy. I don't care who it is. I'm not even bent like, oh, Wally's a Republican. He's crazy. No, I hate hypocrisy. I don't care what side you're on.
Right.
That drives me nuts.
Right.
Like when you call somebody out for something and then you don't fix it and it gets worse.
Yeah.
No, that's horrible. That's a next level horrible. That's worse than the other guy.
Has there been any more talk about impeaching Biden?
No, that no one's talked about that yet.
Oh,
not yet.
Rock's like, I'm getting. I'm gonna call this early.
Was that something that I just made?
You just made that up. No one's even
I
talked
thought
that about
was that. A thing.
No.
Oh,
what websites are you on?
Like, I guess the wrong ones.
Yeah, no one's talking.
My
about
bad.
That yet. Oh man. Oh, we'll get off politics for a minute. This week, speaking of your weekend, I got up. I've been making a new guitar. Oh, this was... Yeah, I've been making a new guitar.
I saw it.
So, and you had called my last one cute and girly, so I made one.
No, I just said it was cute. Yeah. I don't see what's wrong with that.
Yeah, so I made one.
It had polka dots.
Yeah.
It was baby blue.
I see it.
It's cute.
I see it now. But now I made one that's like matte black and shiny black. It's kind of tough. But so I'm making this, and so I want to get it done this past weekend. So before church, I get up and I'm like, okay, I'm going to work on it while my wife's asleep, and I'll get a couple more hours done. I got up really early, and then so I get up. I'm really happy, but I'm pushing the time limit to get to church. So I come back inside and I'm like, hey, honey, I'm going to jump in the shower real quick, and I'll make it. I'll be fine. But then as I look at her, I'm like, she is not ready for church yet either, and she should have already been showered and ready to go. So I go in, I shower. My wife kind of looked at me weird. I got my church clothes all laid out and everything. I come back in and I'm like, all right, I'm ready. Why are you even ready to go? Are we going to a later service because Haley's home or something? She's like, what are you talking about? I go, church. And she goes, it's Saturday.
You had your days messed up?
Yes. I had a great Friday night. I had dreamed about all the things we had done on Saturday that were, I guess, coming up. And so, like, I felt like I'd already done them. So I got up Saturday, got ready. I'm in my church clothes, ready to leave. And it's Saturday, not Sunday.
So the big question is, when Sunday rolled around, did you go?
No. I went to church.
You said no.
Yeah. No, I was so happy, though. I'm like, I got Saturday. Like, it felt like a brand new weekend. Like, it felt like a 3-day weekend. And then Sunday, I woke up thinking it was Monday. Like, I was all messed up this weekend. But yeah, so that felt so good. This is interesting. Disney's remaining 2021 movies are going to come out exclusively in theaters. You know how they've been doing the double thing?
No streaming.
Yeah, where they either give you the streaming option or not, but they're looking at the success of a bunch of other movies like Free Guy. That one did really well, but like Ten Rings made over $90 million back in the theaters again.
Wow.
So they're like, you know what? We're going back to the theater releases until something else changes. So
that's kind of surprising to me because it seems like, especially with this Delta variant and people saying that it affects kids.
Yeah, I know.
And then Disney saying, well,
I was surprised too, honestly. You know. I thought they would be one of the last to go back to that. But I mean, happiest place on earth. We love children, but we love money too. And so they're going to go where the money goes.
It's a small
yeah,
world.
We're going where the money goes for sure. Lady Rock, what do you got?
So there is a new online challenge. It's called the Bad Romance Challenge. If you know where that comes from, it's a Lady Gaga song.
Lady Gaga. Thank you.
But Lady Gaga, it sounds like this. Okay. So she has this song called Bad Romance.
Okay.
And the challenge is people who have couldn't carry a tune in a bucket are trying to sing along with it. So, for example, here's someone who posted her version of Bad Romance Challenge.
Caught in a bad romance.
Close. Oof. Not even. Ouch. Didn't even hit a single note.
Do you think you could do it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, I forget where it starts. Oh, okay. I don't know how to go.
Caught in a bad romance.
There
you can't.
Go.
You can't sing along with her. You have
I
to
can't?
Sing by yourself.
I'm caught in a bad romance. Yeah. I made it jazzy. I kind of made it my own.
Unfortunate.
Like what they want you to do on American Idol.
Yeah.
Like jazzy.
That's really bad.
Okay.
And that's why it's going viral.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
People are doing it poorly.
Exactly. Well, I think that is going to do it, except for birthdays.
That's right.
Now, when you were gone, this is great because Gavin's job is to do birthdays during the aftercast when you're gone. And Gavin's dad reminded him because he forgot that one time. And Gavin's dad actually reminded him that he needed to be ready.
Yeah, he sent me a text. He's like, hey, I saw that Betty was going to be out next week. Just remember to get the birthday document open, okay?
Wow, so he's still looking out for you.
I love it.
Even
it's
at
amazing.
25.
Love it.
Thanks, Dad.
That's great,
that's
man.
Awesome.
You know what? I've never met your dad. I want to meet your dad. I like your dad. Your dad, like your dad's like, I'm trying to keep my boy employed.
Yep.
Because it could happen.
They're the best.
Okay, so we've got two that we need to do. Let's see. Yesterday, Sophia, she wanted to wish Pop Pop.
Ah, love Pop Pop.
Good grandpa.
A happy birthday. She said, Pop Pop is an amazing, kind grandpa to us and loves ping pong and playing blackjack with us. We love him so much, and he's turning 70 years old. Happy birthday, Pop Pop.
Nice.
Today is Murray's birthday. She said, I love Jesus, I love my wife, my bad, I love my kids. If we had another kid, I would have to name him, how do you say that again?
Is it really going to be...
This
is somebody that knows the sense of humor of the show, and that's what I like, because they purposely put this in there to mess with you, because she can't say the one guy's name that emails us, and so this person...
I got it.
What is it?
Guillermo.
You did it!
It's the first time.
But why do they put L's in it? That's
stupid. They have it in Yama.
That's
like
Spanish.
Llama. Yeah.
Well, that's stupid too.
I know, but man, Guillermo. Geez.
So Guillermo. So good.
Who was that?
Is Murray.
Murray is my new favorite.
My least favorite, Murray.
Nicely done.
Question: if you were transformed into a pet for 1 week, what would you be, and which person on the show would you want to take care of you?
Oh, I would want to be a angry, rabid raccoon, and I would want Betty Rock to take care of me.
You're so cute and rabid.
And then I would bite her, and she would have to get 20 shots in her belly. That's what happens with rabies. We're doing a fun run next week for rabies.
Fun run race for the cure. I would want to be a cat.
Of course.
And I want to be able to have you clean up my litter box. And right when you...
I feel like I'm cleaning up your mess daily anyway.
Right when you're done cleaning, I will purposefully go in there, do something again.
Yeah.
I will barf all over your nice carpet and your couch.
That's what my cat currently does. My wife got a new rug, and for some reason, the cat is like... And it's not even like really plush, but for some reason, the cat loves this rug now. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I'll just hear... And that's when you like, you could be in a dead sleep. It will wake you up instantly, more than like an earthquake in California. The sound of a cat ready to throw up will wake you up from a dead sleep. I will get up. I will jump over furniture to get her off of that stupid rug.
This brings me to another question, which brings me to another point. I'm getting my rest of my couch today. Wally is bringing in the couch.
Yes.
Finally, this whole couch debacle is going to be over with. Yeah. I paid for a full couch, got a half a couch for a little over a month.
You know, some people don't even have a couch.
Okay, don't play that card.
Some people would be very thankful to have the nice half of the couch that you have. I give you the long side, too.
Moving on. Do you worry that with this new couch coming in, that Sasha, your cat, is going to have a puke fest on it?
Oh, I could see that. That would not be good. Then I'll have another couch for sale.
And I don't want that
I'll sell it to Gavin.
I'm surprised you're not selling the cat.
Oh, no. That would be next, too. I should have given you the cat with the couch.
All right, Gavin, what would you be?
Oh, I didn't even think of what you guys were throwing around so much. Maybe a tiger.
You are a tiger.
People have tiger pets, right?
Yeah.
You get really violent when you think something's cute.
Yeah.
So I just inherently don't think I'd choose you.
But I would tell you you're cute all the time.
But then you always
fall. So cute.
And I'm going to smack you in the face.
Like, yeah.
I'm not up for that.
Yeah, so. I don't like
you
violence.
Want Wally then?
Yeah. I'll take care of him.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
He's like going to be like, you know, doing his work and doing all that. I'll just live my own life.
Yeah.
You think he'll clean up after you? He won't.
But it's just one day.
Yeah, and I don't have to clean up
after
Tiger.
It's not for a whole week.
It doesn't hurt me
for a whole week.
I just won't stay in the room that I went in.
That'd be a giant litter box for a tiger.
What would you name him?
How do people do that?
If he was a tiger, what would you name him?
Hobbs.
Hobbs?
Yeah.
Calvin Hobbs. The comic.
Yeah. Calvin and Hobbs.
Gavin and Hobbs.
Gavin and Hobbs. Oh my gosh, that's so cute. Yeah.
We've come full circle.
I named him Gavin Hobbs. Awesome. All right. I think that's going to have to do it for the Aftercast for today. And as always, thanks for being a potty.
Thanks for being a potty.